Today we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk about an event going on at the Audubon County Fairgrounds Horse Arena on September 3rd. It's the Bucking Bull-O-Rama. It's sponsored by the Audubon County Saddle Club. And we're going to talk about that this morning with Bob Soll. Bob, thanks for your time today.
You're quite welcome.
Appreciate it. You're with the Audubon County Saddle Club, correct?
I sure am.
How'd you get involved with that group?
I like horses, and I ended up being their auctioneer for their auction they do every year, and David decided I should be a member, and I've been a member ever since.
You guys do a lot of things during the year?
Not as many as we'd like to, but we try to do a lot more.
Are there a lot of members?
Yeah, there's quite a few members. I don't know the exact number. But...
So horses are a big deal in Audubon County yet?
You bet.
Well, let's talk about the Bucking Bull-O-Rama coming up on Saturday, September 3rd. Tell us what folks will expect to see.
Well, there will be mutton busting for the kids. Sign up required, limited to the first 20. And then there will be a drill team performance by the Rafter K Cowgirls. And then we have a $50 drawing. Right now we're only selling 30 chances, so your odds are pretty good. They draw a number, and if you got that number, you could win up to $1,000, depending on how many bulls are there. And at the number that's picked, that person gets half the pot, the Saddle Club gets the other half. Advance tickets are available from the Saddle Club members, $15 for adults. Children 12 and under, $5, can be purchased at the gate. There'll be food. Beer available on the grounds, no carry-ins. The bulls are provided by Tom Kelly. The sheep are provided by Bill Gomez. The Audubon County Saddle Club and the Audubon County Fair Board are not liable for injuries to persons, animals, or equipment. For a sponsor, we're asking for sponsors. Sponsorship of $500 will get your banner on the gate plus 10 free tickets. Any amount is welcome. We're always looking for new members. We want to get this thing going. It's the first time we've tried it. If it goes good, we plan on doing it every year, and we may go just from a Bull-O-Rama to a full-fledged rodeo.
Oh, very good. So you've got some pretty optimistic goals there. The money that you raise from this, what will that be used for?
That'll be used for improvements at the fairgrounds and our arena and lunch stand, whatever, and bulk of it will go for paying for the bulls.
Sure. Well, you got to pay the expenses, right?
You bet. Yeah. There's good expenses involved, but we're really sticking our neck out. We're hoping this is going to go over big.
Yeah. Have you heard a lot of scuttle? Has there been a lot of talk about people getting ready to come out to this thing?
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of here up north all over. Yeah, they sure plan on coming to it. Hope it goes over good. We've had some good participation in Audubon County for donations.
Sure. So now you mentioned that the bulls and the sheep, those are being provided by folks, but what about the riders? Where are they coming from?
They're coming from all over. They're the big riders. They're in there for the big money. I don't know if there will be any local riders or not. I don't know if that's permissible or not. But these riders are coming from all over.
So this is kind of part of their circuit.
Right.
Very good. So folks are going to see some high-quality entertainment.
Right. We had one of our members go watch one in Dunlap, and he says the bulls were really, really vicious bulls. The riders were good. They drawed a good crowd, so I hope we can do the same thing here.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I see you've got a mutton-busting event for the kids, too. How do kids sign up for that?
Well, the first 20 kids that get there, they'll be the ones that get to ride. They go by weight, and they weigh them all, make sure they're not too heavy for the sheep. But it's limited to 20 riders, so the first 20 that get down there to sign up will be the ones that get to ride.
Okay, they just sign up that night?
That night, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Now, will there be concessions and things there then, too?
You bet. We'll have the Saddle Club will have their concession stand going. We'll have a beer garden going. I don't dare say what they're going to serve. I know what they should serve, but I don't know if they're going to or not.
We'll see what happens that night, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, did it take a lot of people to put this all together?
Yeah, it takes everybody to work together on it. I've been doing a lot of footwork myself. I'm really pushing this thing because I'm the kind of I'm the one that actually got it started.
Sure, sure. And is there something like this in the Audubon area? Is there something like this that folks have been able to enjoy here recently, or is this something new to the fairgrounds?
This is something new for Audubon. Woodbine has them in the areas around. Lanny, of course, has them at the fair time. This is the first one we've had here in Audubon.
Yeah, and some of them really do draw large, large crowds.
Yes, they do.
How many folks can you handle there?
We're hoping to have 1,000 to 800 people. We got getting bleachers to set up.
Hey, now you mentioned the drill team, too, the Rafter K Cowgirls. Who are they?
Well, one of them is a local girl from Audubon. She's the only one I know, but there's some out of Atlantic. There's a group of girls from several areas, I guess, that do this drill team together.
Okay, so there'll be
some of them are local girls. That's probably the bulk of them. If I see them, I may know them.
Sure, sure. So there'll be plenty of local, a lot of local flavor there at this event.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Now, again, people can get their tickets in advance, and if they want to do that, how do they find those?
They could call me at my number, and then Jack, I can make sure they get some tickets. Yeah. That's the only number I can think of right off the hat.
We can make this easy for them, too, that because they probably know our telephone number here at the radio station. So if they are looking for tickets, if they call us, we will pass along that information to them, and then they can call
That'll
the right people. You bet. Easy to do that. You talked earlier about the drawing that's there, too, for a payback of up to $1,000. Do they have to get that ahead of time? Are there tickets for that, or do they get them on that night?
No, they could. If there's more bulls than what we've allowed to, for ourselves to sell, then they can get tickets at the rodeo or at the bull bucket. And they can call me for tickets, too. We'll get them, get their name down.
Okay, very good. Well, it's all easy to do.
All they got
to
do is call us, and we'll get their name down, and they're in. Just send us the $50 or get it to us.
Yeah, get it taken care of ahead of time. That'd be great because it'll be a lot going on that night.
Yep.
Starts at 6 o'clock, right? That's when the rodeo begins?
That's right.
All right, so they should get there plenty early.
You bet.
All right.
Get there in time for supper, even.
Yeah, absolutely. Get there in time for some good food. Get those kids signed up for Mutton Busting, and make sure you get your chance at that up to $1,000 payback on the drawing, too. Opportunities
right.
There all
yep.
over the place. Very good.
Yeah, the odds are pretty good.
Yeah, they are. They certainly are. That's the Bucking Bullarama at the Audubon County Fairgrounds Horse Arena. And again, that's on Saturday, September 3rd. They get started at 6 o'clock. Lots of stuff going on. And again, those tickets, you can get them from any Audubon County Saddle Club member. $15 for adults, children 12 and under, $5. You can also get them at the gate that evening. So gather up the family. This is meant to be family entertainment, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time today and all that you're doing. And good luck with the event.
Well, thank you. Thanks for allowing me the time to visit with you.